The exact timing of the signature has still to be convened with the government, but basically within that program we have three main sectors of concentration: governance, both political and economic governance, including public finance management on the economic side and constitutional alignment. We have a second sector of concentration, which is agriculture, and the third one, which is health.
So when are you likely to resume the funding?
We will sign somewhere early February. The formal adoption by the European Commission will be done tomorrow. So we have just to convene for an appropriate date, with convening date for all parties here in Harare, somewhere early February. If it's not next week, it will be the week after next week probably, to sign up. And we hope that some of the programs can start immediately, because we have, of course, started preparing this whole process months ago. So we hope that we will have some programs which we can start up immediately, notably one support program to the Health Transition Fund for something like $50 million now. I know that the euro is weakening, but something like that. And then a couple of government programs which we think could start very quickly as well. And then other programs will start a little bit later in the year.
There are still some ambassadors who are concerned that not much has actually changed in Zimbabwe, and they are surprised why the EU is engaging the government at this juncture.
Well, we are engaged with the government because we believe that policy dialogue may help changing this environment towards a more conducive environment for development and for the consolidation of democracy.